Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Hey, 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 good morning. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl Jazz and
Shantae, aka Tay, aka Taterbugs, aka Hayes on the bars. You know what I
whoa,
mean?
Whoa,
you know
whoa, what I'm whoa, 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 whoa. Stop. I'm hot. Because if I knew we were gonna give ourselves an intro like that, I would have came with names.
Sorry, I'm just, you know, I've worked out today. I've had a cup
already?
Of coffee. So I'm like, go, 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 go. I'm already this sweating,
is,
y'all.
So this is one of the things, this is one of the times that I think we'll definitely see a turn in Tay, because it's not 7 a.m. for you anymore. You're not just waking up to do this podcast. We are now like in the, not middle of your day, but like your day is definitely well on its way.
It's almost lunch.
Hey, welcome to another episode. Tay is definitely ready for today's episode. I'm naturally just waking up this way, so hopefully it'll be a good one.
All right, Beyonce.
I wake up like this. So we're gonna go ahead and jump into our weekly recaps, because that's just what we do. And there's actually been a decent amount of stuff going on, I feel like, for both of us. Shantae, do you want to kick us off? Let the listeners know what you've been up to.
Sure, but I actually have a lot to say. So I'm going to do my weekly recap, but there's one bullet that I'll do after you do yours, because it's
okay.
More of like a, it's a bit of a hot topic, but I just felt like we absolutely needed to touch on it. For me, still settling into being in Atlanta, as you guys probably know, there are absolutely no phases in the South.
We're just out here.
So everybody is just outside, okay? It is summer. It's been summer, okay?
What's that like, though? I mean, we have so much restrictions here, so.
Right. So it is like every day. Like, it's a normal day pre-COVID, all of that. I mean, you still have to wear your face mask, that's a thing. Everybody's doing that, you know. There's still, like, hand sanitizer and, like, sanitation things that are happening. But outside of that, it's, like, regular. So to add to that, I actually went out last weekend. I went to a club lounge called Paparazzi, which is formerly known as Hole in the Wall. And it was...
I like that name.
It was great to be out, but, like... When I first walked in, I was like, ooh, I'm not seeing anybody wearing masks. And I'm talking like even to walk to the bathroom, walking anywhere. It was just like a regular club night. And I was like, oh, my God. But by the end of the night, I was like, it was packed. I was like, whoa, we outside. You know, I'm fully vaccinated, so I'm acting a plum fool. And there was just a ton of Black people, and it was amazing. And I'm sorry. I just loved it. I loved every moment of it.
Well, lucky for us, we're going backwards.
I heard that.
Yeah, we're about to get ready to roll back to phase two, I guess.
Washington.
What is that even about?
I don't know, but all I know is that the CDC said I can go outside without a mask on, and I'm going to make sure that I exercise that right to the fullest extent, any chance given.
I was like, ooh, okay, we could be outside now, no mask. Let's meet up at a park, but socially distance.
Yeah, girl, I don't even know what that looks like, especially since we're over here getting vaccinated. So I don't know. I think what it is that, we're getting more vaccinated. So people are just start caring less, you know, they're acting fools. Yeah.
But there's also that second strain that nobody's really talking about. So it could be
right.
It could be people that still had it pre getting the vaccination. I mean, these are only like, what, 80% effective. So it's not like even
perfect.
If we're vaccinated, we can't get it.
Exactly, which is why they so
get as sick.
Well, that's why they recommend that we, like, you know, even as fully vaccinated people, they still want you to wear your masks when you can and all that stuff. So, yeah, again, bigger picture, people, bigger picture.
Yes. My second update for like my weekly recap is that I finally received my pre-approval letter.
Yay!
Yes. So I can start, you know, house hunting. I'm looking for a condo or a townhome. I'm really excited because this is big girl moves. This is something that I never thought I'd be able to do, especially when I was living in Seattle, because let me tell you, girl wish. Yeah. But the one I'm excited about it, but I'm probably going to have to wait longer than I want to, because a lot of this is going to hinge on my contract for my job renewing. So I'm kind of in a limbo holding phase until I figure that piece out.
Well, I'm excited for you outside of that, because I know this has been a long time coming.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait to start looking at houses and stuff. Oh my God.
Oh, that's exciting.
What about you, Jazz? What have you been up to this week?
Well, I briefly let you guys know that I was looking forward to getting my nails done over the weekend, as well as getting my car cleaned. And my nails are off the chain.
They really are.
I'm so obsessed with them. I know. I love them so much. I didn't think that I was going to be as in love with them as I am.
You have a camera. Show them off right now.
Oh yeah, my bad, right? I don't know if you guys can tell, but they are almond shaped. They are matte, which means they're not shiny. They have nude on them. And then there's like freehand squiggles all over them that are in hot pink, neon green, and neon blue. And when I tell you guys, I'm just using my hands for any and everything, I'm using them for any and everything. Yeah, I'm like, you're gonna see these nails.
So if you're like freehand squigglies, does that mean no two are alike?
No, exactly. Every single fingernail.
Like snowflakes
is unique.
Falling
Oop,
from
I don't
heaven.
Want to flip you off. Sorry.
No, I was like snowflakes falling
I was going
from heaven.
Every finger. Yes.
For you guys who are listening, if you want to check it out, check out Jasmine's Instagram account. She's got a cute picture up there.
I do. I've been working on my nail photography.
What's your Instagram?
It is Jazzy Monet 93, and that's Monet M-O-N-E-T.
The fact that you had to think about it.
I did. You saw that? I was like, wait.
Yeah, I was like, what is happening with her? I know it.
I almost started plugging the way. That's why I was going to be like, T-H-E-W-A-Y. So yeah, nails are fantastic. I have another appointment set up in about a month. And so I've got time to plot on my next design. It's got to be just as hot, if not hotter than. And then my car, you guys, I did not think it was that. The guy was like, oh, it's going to take me probably about 4 to 5 hours. It's a midsize SUV. And I was like, 4 to 5 hours. My car's not that dirty. You know, homeboy was here the full like 5 hours, maybe even six. Like low key, I fed him because he was here all day.
I am weak.
But my car literally looks brand new, guys. Like, I got in my car and I was like, I'm afraid to do anything. I'm afraid to touch anything. I don't want anybody eating in here.
It's like a brand new car.
This is not my baby.
Like a brand new car.
No, literally, yes. Yes. I had this like stain on my seat from when I spilt some like Thai food. Gone. It's gone. Completely gone. And I'm never having Thai food in my car ever again. So that was my weekend. That was really like the highlight of my weekend. Shantae and I had a nice meeting on Sunday. And then I got to see my mom this week. So at the last house that we lived at, she put together these like planter boxes full of flowers and, you know, vegetables and stuff. And I got really excited about it. And so when we moved, she was like, hey, it's about that season. I could do it again for you if you wanted. So she did, and she came by and she dropped those off, and it was really nice to see her. I haven't seen her in a couple weeks. Actually, I don't think I've seen her since your going away, like get together.
Really?
At our last. Yeah.
No, because she was there when we moved you guys into your new place.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. So it's still been about three weeks. It's still been a minute. Okay.
It's been a month.
And then I was kind of like giving her crap because, you know, her and my stepdad still haven't gotten vaccinated. And, you know, I was giving them, you know, a bunch of crap talking about how I was like, well, I can just go outside without my mask on because I'm fully vaccinated and you guys can't because you're not. And they were both just kind of like rolling their eyes at me like, ugh, whatever. Like they thought that I actually had something important to say. No, just trash talking them. Yeah, my mom was not having it. So
I'm weak.
That was pretty much it. That's my excitement up to this point. I don't have anything really fun to look forward to this weekend, but I am kind of like I've got like a little date tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. Hanging out. Yes, I'm hanging out with a man tonight. Sissel.
And there are more details about this evening?
No. I'm trying not to. I don't want to like talk about it, and I don't want to like tell too many people about it because I'm trying not to like jinx myself or mess things up. So maybe in like 4 months, I'll give you guys all the details.
Or report next week.
like how did the day go?
Why do we have to wait three and a half more months after that?
Okay, that's fair. Jeez. I'll give you guys little nuggets.
Yeah, we call him Mr. A.
Yeah, we have to live vicariously through you because...
Through me, yeah, true.
Well, Benny's got something going on, but I ain't got nothing, so I'm living vicariously through you guys.
Okay, so Shantae, what was that last point that you wanted to touch on now that I'm done?
Yes, I just wanted to get political really quick. So if you guys know, today is the 100th day that President Biden has been in office.
Woo!
Yes. Yes. And so many people feel like he hasn't done enough, but honestly, he could do absolutely nothing for the first year and it would be better than everything that happened in the last year of Trump's presidency because it's been too much. Okay. You hear me. So he actually gave a speech last night to Congress, and I just wanted to touch on some of the things that I took away. I watched it last night, but I had to rewatch it and only got through half of it before the show. So some of my top takeaways, first and foremost, was the feminism on site. He started the speech off with Madam Vice President and Madam Secretary, which has never been done before.
Happened, yeah, that was the first, yep.
Called out First Lady and said, I'm her husband, which how many husbands are like, I'm her husband instead of that's my wife.
That's my wife, good, okay. That's very, yes.
And then he called out the second gentleman. And I just want to shout out the progressiveness of it all. Like, I could have honestly dropped a tear off of that alone, and he hadn't said anything. Okay. It was a normal introduction of everybody who mattered. And I was just like, I could cry because when has this ever been done? But it was just like a really powerful way to start it off. One other thing was that he had promised that we would have 100 million people vaccinated by the 100th day. We have surpassed that by 120 million. There are actually 220 million people vaccinated already.
Oh, bless.
Okay, so tell your parents they are not on trend, okay?
I know, they are wild. My mom's excuse is that she's had measles, she's had chicken pox, so bring it on. That's literally her, yeah, whatever. I've had it already.
Mama, no.
And I was like, this isn't the one to challenge. This is not the one to be like, let's see if I can beat this one.
We're going to have an intervention.
Let's not. and then a few other things. He talked very briefly about his Green New Deal, new jobs that he's trying to bring about. And how, these jobs are going to bring more money to Americans. And also, we need to bring money back to America. So basically, spending our money here instead of outsourcing it to other countries. Because he made a point like, why can't wind turbines be here instead of in Beijing? And I completely agree with that. Anybody who's not on board with it, are you really an American? I'm sorry, not okay. That, but are you really a patriot? I'm joking. he also talked about raising the national minimum wage to $15. He said, let's do it. We can do it. And we have the power to do it. There's no person that should be living below the poverty line. And I wholeheartedly agree. He also brought up the Equal Pay Fairness Act and how he wants that on his desk ASAP. So basically what that is an act that would enforce equal pay for women in the workplace. And he said that's been a fight or a battle for far too long. And he said, if you need an example, look at the people behind me, which were Madam Secretary and Madam Vice President. This is the first time that there were ever two women in those seats together. Come on, let's make some change, guys. Like, it's just getting to that point. And then the last thing that I really wanted to add, because a lot of people have been talking about this tax increase. Yes, he's going to raise taxes. However, majority of Americans don't have anything to worry about because I promise you, you are probably not making more than $400,000 annually. okay?
I just barely missed that cutoff. You know, I barely missed it.
I was feeling that too, Jazz. Totally feeling that.
Yeah.
You have your medium-sized SUV, I mean...
If the national minimum wage isn't $15, y'all don't have to worry about no $400,000 tax, $400,000 annual tax raise.
The national minimum wage isn't even there yet, and y'all don't have anything to worry about.
So he said that middle class, low income families shouldn't have to pay more taxes, but that he wants big corporations and the wealthy 1% to simply pay their fair share. And again, I could not agree more.
Yes.
He got to healthcare, and honestly, I almost started crying because looking out at the crowd, everything that he was saying makes so much sense. He was talking lower deductibles, lower premiums for lower and middle class families, because no family should be in the middle of COVID and not be able to go see the doctor because they can't afford healthcare.
Right.
But when you look out at the vast majority of the people standing and clapping, it's all Democrats, and all the Republicans are just sitting there mad. And I'm like, how greedy do you have to be to not want people to be able to have affordable health care, period.
To be this mad, right.
About affordable health care.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry that I want to be able to go in for my annual checkups and, oh, hey, if I might have, say, I don't know, cancer, be able to be treated for that and diagnosed with it in a timely manner. I'm sorry for wanting those basic human rights.
Exactly. So that's all I'm going to say because I've run over my time.
No, that's okay. I'm glad that you touched on that because I do remember that was just last night. He just had this speech.
It was just last night.
So yeah.
You can rewatch it. CNN has it on their website. So if you want to watch it yourself, watch it. I only got to watch and touched on like the first 30 minutes just now. The last 30 minutes are even better because he touches on immigration. He touches on stopping Asian hate, everything. Everything else you can think of. And we want to be talking about, he spoke on.
One last thing that I know that he didn't touch on that everyone was kind of holding their breath on is canceling student loan debt. And I don't think that's going to be happening.
That's okay. If he can lower some other things, we can talk about
the
student loan debt later.
Like, the cost of tuition in general.
Oh, and that's one thing that he said. He wants to there's an act that he is passing. It's like a $1 trillion act. It's called like family something. Sorry, there is a dog scratching at my door right now, and it is massively distracting. But he wants to essentially make community college free because we have the power and the capacity to do so. And, really just watch it because he talks heavily about education and how we are slipping from being one of the most educated countries. And if that happens, we'll no longer be like the front runners,
isn't that crazy that I never thought of us as one of the most educated countries? Is that ignorant? I assumed it was
yes and no.
Yeah.
Because people come here to our colleges. You get
that's
what I'm
true.
Saying? So
good
it's like
point.
About universities. I wouldn't say our public school system is anything to really wanting. And that's really what he's saying. He's saying, let's start kids in preschool. Let's start kids on a track to better education. Let's pay our teachers more. And then let's make community college free so education is available to more people. You know what I'm saying? Accessible.
I can see that being doable because I know for me, when I was in high school, I was able to do Running Start my junior year and senior year of high school, and that was completely free. So that's 2 years right there that they're already able to offer for free, so that's half the battle.
Exactly.
If you can make it work for Running Start, I don't know what they're calling it now, but 10 years ago when I was in high school, 10 years, stop. Anyways, moving along. Here's what you can expect from today's show.
I was like,
show.
Yeah, let's get to that. Here's what else you guys can expect today. We are going to be playing Song Association. We're going to have to cut it down because we have run way over. But
which
actually,
is okay. I think
let's
we'll
just
do
cut
this
the
quick.
Hot topic a
we'll
little
do
shorter
this quickly
today.
Anyways.
Review of the week. We're going to be reviewing TV shows again this week. And we're going to get into our hot topic, which is the Oscars. They were on Sunday. It was the 93rd Oscar or Academy Awards. And a lot of people had a lot of like negative things to say. But I mean, I don't know what else people expect from the Oscars. I never expect too much. So
I mean, look at how long it took for Leo to get his.
Yeah, okay? Like, honestly,
we have low expectations over here.
Yeah, I just, they never pick anybody I care about. And, so outside of that, you guys, before we get into our icebreaker, please remember that if you are a small business owner, creative, and entrepreneur, we have 30 and 45 second ad space available. No matter what the occasion or service, we have a slot for you. So please email us at thewayjt@gmail.com or you can DM us on IG at thewayjazzandtay for more information on our rates.
And additionally, do not forget to follow us on Instagram at thewayjazzandtay. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and to the show on Apple Podcasts. Your guys' support means everything to us, and we really do appreciate the love. Now that we've gotten our formalities out of the way, let's get into our icebreaker.
I just really love that song.
Me too. I dance every single time. I can't help it. Okay, so this week we're doing song association, which we've done before, but it's been quite a while. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I haven't even seen any other song associations on that YouTube channel that we watched for quite a while. So each of us have six words that we've brought to the table. Hopefully none of us, like, I don't know what words you brought, but hopefully not one of them is the same. And the other will have 20 seconds to respond with the song that has that word in it. And within that 20 seconds, the word has to be said. Okay? So do you want to go first?
Yes.
Okay. That was hesitation.
The word is winner.
Shiny, 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 yeah. All of it's winning. Y'all can't hold me down. I don't know the words. But Shining by Beyonce, DJ Khaled, and Jay-Z. All this went in.
I'll allow it.
You have to. It's in the lyrics.
It was winner, not winning.
Oh, okay.
I'm joking.
Baby, you a winner. Didn't even take your 12 rounds to do it. You got the title now. Does that one work?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you because I have another word that I'm like, I'll allow a different iteration as well.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready for yours?
I'm so nervous. Okay.
It's brown.
Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Na, 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 na. I never try to hear anybody else sing.
Okay, I love it. Yes. That one, I was thinking either, for some reason, Beyonce didn't come to mind, but I had India Ari, brown skin, in okay. In the back of my mind. I had that one. Yep, yep.
Yeah, I'm always going to jump to Beyonce, you know?
A Beyonce! Because then we're getting married. Okay. I'm ready for my next one.
Okay. The next one is dream.
We are dream girls. Oh, no. Even when we said it, I don't know the word. We are dream girls. Oh, no. I don't know those words. Or how about dream on, dream on, dream on.
Sing for the tears. Sing for the tears.
Credit given. Credit given.
Love
yes.
it. Dream. You know what's crazy is there are so many songs that have dream in it, and I just can't think of any of them.
I thought you would sing Sweet Dreams by Beyonce.
Beyonce! Oh, man, that was rough. That was fun. That was a fun one. Okay, are you ready for your second word?
Yes.
It's killing.
Killing me softly with his smile.
Yep, yep.
Singing my life with his words. Hey, killing me softly with his. That's it.
I love it. Yep.
Is it Killing Me Softly?
Yeah.
It is. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's actually, it's the Fugees. It's the Fugees.
Oh,
so
my
it's,
bad.
It's
shout
the group.
Shout out Fugees. Shout out Lauryn Hill.
Shout out Miss Lauryn Hill.
Shout out the rest of the Fugees, because I don't know.
I don't know who else is in it.
Okay.
Okay.
Your next word is love.
Love. Didn't know what I was missing, but I knew once we start kissing, I thought.
Yes.
That was okay. Good. I like, that was my favorite.
When you started off, I wasn't sure if it was that or Music So Child. Love.
Love. So many things.
I was like, it could okay. be that.
Excuse me. That was fun. Generally, I can sing that song way better, but I'm really nervous. And I wanted to
sing.
Because I can sing, okay? All right. Are you ready for your third word?
Yes, ma'am.
It is funk.
Uptown, funk you up. I say uptown, funk you up. Say what? Uptown, funk you up. I say uptown, funk you up.
I love it. I remember, I was like, maybe maybe she'll go the Bruno Rousemart, because I remember how much you loved that album when it dropped.
I love that album.
Yeah, even still to this day. Like,
yeah. It's good. Like, he just, I cannot wait for him. The Silk Sonic. I want a whole album, please.
I think him and Anderson are working on it. Like, they better be anyways.
Yeah, like, I just
because hate that. I left my door open for more songs and the whole album.
The whole world left their door open, okay? Okay, okay, so your next word is back.
Back in it up. I'm the queen of talking, whoop, and I'm backing it up. Hey, hey, backing it up. I know how to make it mad, don't I? Hey. I don't know the other words, don't I?
Don't you?
So that was Partisan Fontaine
featuring Cardi B. Funny, and I thought you would go the my neck, my back, but it's so not.
Oh, I didn't even.
So not.
Why didn't that even cross my mind? No, neither was this one, technically. Okay, Shantae, are you ready for this next one?
Yes.
Your word is six.
Six. He drove me in his six. Wait, he picked me up in seven and six. He be waking up in five. Wanna go to four. I'm trying to make us three. From that two, I'm still the one. There's ups and downs in this low.
Okay, I'll take it.
Oh, you're gonna give it to her. Okay.
Well, she did say six. It's Countdown by Beyonce.
And I didn't want to start at the 10 because I was like, I don't have time for that.
You don't have time, right?
What does she say?
I put six in there thinking that you would go the Drake route. Because he talks about the six all the time. Six
with my woes. Ah, darn.
Because, you know, Drake's your man.
Yeah, Beyonce's also like one of my top three artists. So that's why that happened.
We've done a Beyonce song, I feel like, for every other one of these.
Yeah, she's classic, and she's great.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
Gold is your next word.
I say, is she a gold digger? But she ain't messing with no broke. Hey, no, I ain't saying she a gold digger. Mm-mm. But she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl. Go ahead. Get down. Hey, get down.
Here's the funniest thing about that. I feel like that song was about Kim. And in it, he says something about, like, you know, you have her kids. Now you got to deal with that for 18 years. And I'm like.
Sir, you married her and had four of them. Okay.
How crazy is that?
I think what he did is the way that he is such an artistic genius. He was manifesting that for himself. But he said it early enough on that he let Kim get her own bag so that she didn't have to necessarily be the gold digger.
I see.
Are you following me?
I'm following it. I love it. That's a amazing explanation. That's probably the best one.
Okay. Are you ready for your fifth word?
Yes.
car.
So now that I've... Nope. I was going to try to sing that driver's license song.
Oh.
I don't know. I have to... I'm going to have to just take this L. I can't think of a song with car in it.
I was thinking Fast Car,
yes.
Tracy Chapman.
Yep.
Or there is Fast Car by The Dream. But then I was also thinking, what's the one that Taylor Swift has? I was sitting in the front seat in my car. We was on the hit, one hand on the steering wheel. It's Our Song. You know what I'm talking about? Our Song is the same as Green
Day. Yeah, one of her like very first songs.
Right.
Yes, a no for me. I was like, okay.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one.
It was.
Well, okay, now I'm so nervous. You got any stumpers?
Not really. So this is the last one for you.
Okay.
The word is trophy.
All I can think of is that song by Drake. Trophies. But that's it. That's all I know. Trophy wife. Is there anything that's got trophy wife in here?
I swear, like, Lizzo has a song with trophy wife in it or something.
Yeah?
Or like Rihanna. Oh, somebody.
That was a toughie. That was a toughie. I liked it, though.
That was 'cause
that made me
one.
Think. Okay, then this last one is really going to get you, girl. I don't know.
Oh, goodness. I've lost, but that's okay.
Your word is throw.
throw it back. I would throw. I can't think of it. Yes. Anything.
You were there.
Because all I'm actually thinking of is look back at it. And that's not it. I'm like, what? Throw it back.
Girl, I thought, yes, throw it back. Missy Elliott, throw it back. Hey, throw it back. That's what I thought when you said throw it back. That's where you were going.
What song is that?
It was around the same time that she put cool off. You know it. If you saw it, you would know it because it was like, remember how she came back and everyone was like, oh my God, Missy's back. It's got the girls double jump roping with the braids.
Oh.
And you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yep. So you weren't wrong. When you wanted to say throw it back, you weren't completely wrong.
There's a bunch of songs that throw it back.
Right? Is it Travis Porter? Don't they have a song?
I feel like there's a song. There's like a rap song. It's like she was throwing it back. Hit something. Like it's either not Beatbox. It's one of those like new songs. It's a TikTok song. Something like that.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about because they're doing that like weird little thing with it. Yes.
That or probably Meg Thee Stallion says it, but I was like, ooh, anything Meg Thee Stallion is probably not radio safe. And
right.
It's not even a go there. That was fun. Jasmine won.
Yes. By one. That was.
Yes. You got
did
5
points.
Did I
get 5 points. Or did I get 6?
You got 5.
Hey. I'm doing my meet me at the track. It's going down. Hey.
That was a lot of fun. We'll have to play that again. Maybe do a theme next time.
Yes, I like that.
I played it in a while, and it's always a lot of fun when we do play it.
I agree.
But stay tuned, you guys, because you are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Looking for a new way to start your mornings with current events and trending topics?
Hey, y'all, it's your girls Jasmine
and Shantae from The Way with Jazz and Tay, your new favorite weekly morning show.
Catch us every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
where we'll be bringing you fun icebreakers to kick off your morning,
reviews to inform your day, and all the new music. Again, catch us, your new favorite duo, Jasmine and Shantae, every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Keep up with us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
See you on Thursday.
Do you make a positive difference in the world? Do you have a talent, philosophy, base of knowledge, product or service that you know could help a lot of people if only you could reach them? Join Alternative Talk 1150's family of broadcasters and start walking down a fruitful path. As host of your very own program, dial 425-653-1150 and find out just how affordable it can be to have a show on 1150 AM. That's 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support thinking for yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we did our weekly recaps. I could not say that. Weekly recaps, as well as played an icebreaker. We did a song association, which it's been a while since we've done, and it was actually really, really fun. But now we're going to go ahead and get into our review of the week. And again, we're doing TV shows. We had one of our favorite TV shows come back. Shantae is going to touch on that because I actually didn't get a chance to watch it. And then Shantae's updating you guys on the show Them that she's been watching. And then I have a new show to introduce that I'm really crazy about. Tate, do you want to kick it off?
Absolutely. So a Black Lady sketch show came back last Friday. I didn't get to watch it when it dropped because I think it dropped at midnight for me. And I was like, oh, no, baby, I'm asleep.
Right.
I watched it on Sunday. It was a hilarious first episode. It is definitely one of those things where it's an acquired taste and an acquired type of like comedy and humor. So like not all the sketches were funny, but you have to, it's like holistically the whole show was good.
Yeah.
My favorite sketch was, it was a sketch with Robin Thede. I don't remember the name of it, what it was titled. She's supposed to be married to the comedian Tony Bell, and it's their anniversary, and he takes them out to her favorite steakhouse, which ends up actually being a strip club.
I'm yes. dead.
And it's funny because you very quickly realize it's not a steakhouse. They do serve steak, but it's not a steakhouse specifically. I'm going to just spoil. There is a scene where Tony Bell ends up dancing with the dancers there.
Ooh.
He strips down and I was like, yes, Tony,
take it off.
Yes. He is just so fine. And I just, yeah, I loved every moment of that. So definitely check that out. Next episode drops tomorrow. Peep gang.
Oh, wait. Stop. I forget that this is a weekly thing and that they aren't just dropping the season. So cool. Awesome. I got time to catch up.
Exactly.
And I get a twofer.
There you go. The best way to do it. And then I just really wanted to touch on Them again. That's on Amazon Prime. I've been watching it very slowly. It is very hard for me to watch because it's very synonymous with everything that's going on right now with Black people. But it's probably like the 1930s or 40s maybe, like, and it's about this Black family that moves into a predominantly white neighborhood in Compton.
Okay.
Like, okay. The white neighbors are doing the absolute most, and it's like, I understand the time period and I understand that this is real life, people lived this, but like largely, like, white people, if you're like bothered by something, you know what is free? Minding your business.
That part.
Some of the stuff that they do is just like so wild, it's so unacceptable and so uncalled for.
The time and energy that goes into stuff like that. It's like, really, y'all, nothing else better to do?
Like, the housewives are literally sitting around having meetings about how they're going to get these Black people out of their neighborhood. And like the plans are violent. Like, they're not like,
of course,
oh, we're
always
just going to like go burst a pipe or like, you know, make sure that something that about the house or like have loud house parties so that they can't get any sleep. No, it's like, let me kill the dog.
Oh,
let me,
no.
Let me hang black dolls outside of their house so that in the morning when they take their children to school,
that's they what they see.
You know, it's insane. And I'm like, oh to God. Live in a world like that. I mean, like, we still live in a world like that, but it's just not that blatant.
It's closeted.
Exactly. All you Karens, we're talking about you. And then lastly, Handmaid's Tale came back yesterday. It dropped early, and all my friends who watch it with me were like, Tay, it's back. And I was like, I know. Now I got to figure out how I can get a hold of somebody's Hulu access because.
Oh, you can get mine, girl. I got you.
Bet.
Yeah, I got you.
Dropping 3 episodes at a time. So there's.
That's what I heard.
Out right now. And I am so excited because we have waited far too long to see what is going on in Handmaid's. Also, you should watch it to see how close we were to Handmaid's Tale last year.
I was going to say, I do need to watch it because that's what our friend Saba was saying. She was definitely saying that. She's like, it's just crazy how close to reality this really be or is. Yeah.
Really.
The show that I've been watching is called Cruel Summer. And it's also on Hulu, but it does air live on Freeform every Tuesday night at 10. So if you want to watch it live, you can. If not, it's available like immediately after on Hulu. And I didn't even know what to expect putting on this show. Like I could tell that it was based around like high schoolers, but I also saw that like Jessica Biel is behind either like producing or directing it. And Jessica Biel is not only married to Justin Timberlake, but she's also was in that the first season of The Sinner. And I think she's actually involved in like the production process of that series as well. So me seeing her name attached to this, I was like, ooh, this might be good. And oh my God, is it good? Like I put it on again. I took one of those really weird naps. I went to bed from like 8 to 11. And then I was just like up in the middle of the night for a couple of hours. And I was like, eh, let me roll over, put something on so I could fall back asleep. No sleep was to be had. I watched... I watched the 2 episodes that were available like that night. And it's really good, you guys. Like it doesn't give me the vibes of it being like a corny teeny bopper show. Like, yes, some of the themes are of course relevant to high school, but the overall like show, it showcases this girl that was like kidnapped and it takes place over 3 different timelines. So in the early 90s, And it shows you what's going on, like, you know, before the girl gets kidnapped, what's going on during the time that the girl's kidnapped, and then like the aftermath of them like finding this girl. Okay. And yeah, and you know, it you watch the first episode and you're thinking one thing and you're feeling a certain type of way. And then you watch the second episode and then you're kind of like, wait a minute, this is not at all what I thought you guys were setting us up for. And so by the end of the second episode, you're kind of confused as to where the rest of the season's gonna go. And you know, all you can do is like speculate and have all of these like theories about like, okay, so what happened here? So it's really, really, really interesting to see because I don't wanna necessarily like spoil it, but during the year that the homegirl was missing, there was like shady stuff going on around like, you know, the kids at school and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So I would definitely check it out. I really do like how they show the difference of timelines. Like they do a really good job at letting you know what year it is when they're switching back and forth because some shows don't do that. But it also, also you can tell by like how the characters look. They do a really good job of switching up their appearances. So you can tell, and it's really easy to keep track of. So definitely check out Cruel Summer. There are 3 episodes out now. You can watch it on Hulu or on Freeform.
Okay, now we're gonna go ahead and jump into our hot topic about the 93rd Academy Awards,
aka the Oscars.
Yes. So we just wanted to touch on a few things. I didn't watch it because, again, like I said in the beginning, I really just have no feelings towards it, but I always love to see what everybody wore. And yes. I thought that everybody looked stunning, even though a lot of critics were like, it was a lackluster Oscars for fashion.
Yeah,
and I'm like, First of all, Zendaya came through, took the show, ran off with the show, and ended it. And then
I'm
everybody
sure
that...
That's all I could think about was Zendaya.
Yeah. How
I don't remember
is
seeing
one
anybody
person
else
so flawless? How? Okay, so let's get into the fashion.
Let's go. Sorry, go ahead.
Zendaya was wearing a neon yellow chiffon Valentino gown. It was designed by the label's creative director, and I'm probably going to butcher this name, Pier Paolo Picciolo?
I think it's, I would say Piccioli, or like Piccioli. It sounds
like
Italian.
It is absolutely Italian, which is why I absolutely butchered it. She, of course, looked radiant. It had a cutout in the middle, so, you know, her stomach was a little bit out. It was flowing. It was flowing.
It looked kind of like a crop.
It did. It looked like it was a two-piece almost, but it was connected.
So they are comparing this look a lot to a look that Cher wore back in. And so they're saying that it was actually like a nod to Cher. Okay. Because if you look at the side-by-side, like the way that they, like the hair is similarly kind of like styled, they're both wearing this like yellow croppy kind of like number. Mm-hmm. And I do think that she did a very good job at, like, if that was the purpose, embodying it and just executing it.
When does she not slay us? Like,
I know.
There was there was one picture of her where her hair, I think there was a Wen fan, because there was a couple of other celebrities that were taking pictures and they had kind of like a natural wind blow. But I was
blow
just like,
going,
how did the wind blow her hair perfectly? Like, it was perfectly like lifted. It didn't go in front of her face. I was like, how is it even possible? Anyway,
Beyonce
you know
level.
Saying? Like,
yeah,
I love her. And I also just like hate that she's so flawless, like without flaw.
She's always going to be a winner in my eyes. She can't
always
do any wrong.
None. Another one. So I was really, I'm going to be honest, you guys, I was keeping a lot of tabs on the Black people that showed up on the
Same.
Red carpet. But I do want to shout out Amanda Seyfried, because I really loved her dress. It was a Giorgio Armani design dress. It was red floor length, and it it had this deep cut V corset top, but they said it was supposed to look like a red tulip or like some kind of flower.
It does. I can see it.
Yeah. And it was gorgeous. Oh. She looked amazing.
She looks amazing.
I didn't recognize her at first. And once I like Googled it, I was like, oh my gosh, Amanda, girl, yes.
Well, and they gave her like, the dress is like a, I don't want to say like a super bright red, but it's a lighter red than the red that they put on her lip.
Yeah.
Her lip is a little bit of a darker red, and I really like that contrast. Like, that looks really good together.
The whole thing was amazing.
Speaking of another beautiful red look.
Red dress.
Miss Angela Bassett.
The woman who doesn't age. Y'all want to talk about Pharrell. She doesn't
she
age.
She looks fantastic.
Always.
I cannot even handle. This dress that she had on. And like, there was a big red puffy sleeves. Who designed her dress? Can you say this one?
Alberta Ferretti designed it.
There we
it.
Go. Cool. Because I would have not said that.
So it had like this big bow on the back that also looked like puffy sleeves. Mm. And she was just killing in it. Just.
And she had this, the way that they did her makeup. So like, her hair was long and sleek, you know, laid flat. And she had this like blue smoky eye look done with it, and it just tied everything together. Like, I don't think a different, you know, eye look or whatever would have worked with what she did, but stunning, flawless, right up there with Zendaya for me.
Yes. Okay,
how can you be in your 60s and this flawless?
Let's try to run through these next three as quick as possible. So I want to touch on Viola Davis, who was wearing, oh my God, Viola Davis, really quick. So when I first saw her dress, I was like, it's really abstract. And I thought maybe it was my new favorite, Schiaparelli, who's been making a lot of like dresses for a lot of like who's who mm-hmm. out there. But I was like, it's not edgy enough or abstract enough. Like, he does a lot of like really big poofy sleeves and just
yeah.
stuff is like asymmetrical. So I was like, it is cutting edge, but it's just not there yet. Guess who did it? My actual favorite designer, Alexander McQueen. Well, really, it's the house of Alexander McQueen, because
yes.
But when I saw her, I was like, it's not edgy enough to be Schiaparelli. It could be Alexander McQueen. So when I was doing research last night and I found out it was, I was like, of course, because it looks amazing. It's edgy. It was kind of like this floral cage in the top part of it. And then it was a flowy, like chiffon, all white dress. And she looked absolutely radiant. Like Viola Davis, I don't know your age. I don't know anything. But all I know is that she is always killing it on the Oscar carpet as well.
Red carpet. I want to shout out one male that killed it before we switch gears and sign off. Colman Domingo.
Woo, baby.
Right. So the most recent thing that he's been in was Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Woo. And he looked so delicious.
Oh my God.
He came through in a hot pink fuchsia, whatever you want to call it. It was bright. And it was like a three-piece getup, yes. But all of it was hot pink.
It was.
And
yes. And had gold accents.
Yeah. And just the contrast against this man's beautiful brown skin. Oh my God. I could have eaten him up right there. Yum, 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 yum.
It was custom made by Versace. And Versace, you did your thing
Amen.
On
of
that.
Of course.
He always looks really good.
You put your foot in that one.
He if you go to his Instagram is King of Bingo. He
Love it.
Always looks good. Okay. Like,
All
let's
right,
not
let's, go.
Let's not even mistake that this was like a show out. Like, this man always looks really, really good. And I'm just saying, I was drooling, to be honest.
No, really. He was doing like the after party Oscars thing too. Still looking as fabulous.
Yes.
There are three things that I want to say really quickly that are quote unquote negatives or like fashion disasters. Her, you need to take off your sunglasses, baby girl. Every time I see you, you've got these glasses on. You look fantastic. I think it's a thing for her. I do. I'm not quite sure, but I would just love it if I saw you at one of these events and I could see your face. Halle Berry, I needed one or the other from you, sis. She had a bomb, and then she had this purple lilac dress by Dolce & Gabbana. And the hair did not match with the gown for me. And the internet ran away and loved her bob. They were making all kinds of memes and stuff. But the dress of hers was
terrible.
I think the dress was pretty.
Was.
I don't necessarily like how they did it in the front. Like, it's ruched up in the front to kind of give it this high-low look. Not a fan. But other than that, I think she looked amazing. But her hair, the bob, the bob and the dress for me did not go together. And Regina King, I hate to say this because we stan you. We love you so much. But she wore this baby blue Louis Vuitton dress. And it took over 140 hours to make. It was covered in Swarovski crystals. However, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a great dress, in my opinion. I just feel like it really aged her. It looked kind of matronly. Yes. What I would have wanted to see was the top of the dress for me was beautiful. I think I would have wanted to see more movement or something in the bottom. Maybe like a slit. It looked way too like stiff for me. Like it was a little bit too heavy. And that's why I feel like it kind of aged her.
I feel like she looked, I just for her age,
no,
like
she,
everybody, it's like about their, they just, she looked.
Yeah. I think, she, no,
she's also not aging.
She looked great. She did. But again, it wasn't my fave look.
Andre Day also showed up and I really want to talk about it because a lot of people didn't like her outfit. They thought it was
I think she
too,
looked amazing.
Like, club for the Oscars, but.
It literally looked like Zendaya's dress, but just made out of metal.
It was designed by Vera Wang, and she was given legs. She was given cutouts. She was given, I got body for days. Hey, don't
body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Living my life like it's golden by Jill Scott. She was given, and I'm upset she didn't win Best Actress, but congrats to Frances McDormand, I guess.
I still haven't seen Nomadland, so let me watch that, and then I'll give her flowers.
We don't have time to go over winners, but I do want to say congratulations to Daniel Kaluuya because I think that you absolutely deserved that Oscar for your role in Judas and the Black Messiah.
Absolutely did. Yes, you absolutely did.
But that is our show for today, you guys. We are running out of time because we were having way too much fun and we had way too much to talk about. But we will catch you guys next week. Same time, same place. Peace.
Bye.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.